Well, today, large wildfires in Montana, Idaho, and elsewhere in the West are blackening forests and forcing residents from their homes. On an isolated mesa in Colorado, commentator Michelle Nyehaus is wondering whether to pack her suitcases.
Today, as I walk the western Colorado mesa where I live, thunderclouds gather in the west, rumbling with afternoon storms. For me, the heavy clouds warn of fire. I know that right now, dozens of wildfires stretch over more than 1 million acres of the Rocky Mountains, threatening homes and neighborhoods I know well. I'm all too aware that one bolt of lightning could make it my turn. My fear of fire always starts growing in the spring, when green weeds unfold around the house. By summer, the grass is dry, the days are heavy and hot, and a persistent haze of smoke makes distant fires feel much too close. My neighbor doesn't reassure me. "Yep," he'll occasionally say by way of greeting, "this place is gonna burn this year." He's skinny, profane, and excitable, and I'm never sure if he's just cultivating an explosive image or if he really might blow someday. On summer nights, I walk with my husband along the irrigation canal. It's water too far from our house for comfort. We look across the valley at the hillside that burned 10 years ago, a fire that left two friends with nothing but the Volkswagen bus they escaped in. As we walk home, our neighbor's car sometimes rattles by. I see his silhouette salute us, and I scan the mesa for smoke. My husband and I live in the desert because we are romantics, because we are cheapskates, because we like the coyotes and the wild turkeys. Fire was here long before we arrived, and for a while it was just an abstraction, part of the pioneer lure of the place. But in 8 years, I've heard enough stories and seen enough smoke to become possessive. I don't want to give up our hollow on the hilltop, our tidy two-room house. I don't want to see it in ashes. My neighbor, who looks to be itching for drama, suddenly seems luckier, freer than my husband or me. We chop down the spindly juniper trees that grow thickly near our house, widening our circle of safety, but destruction still seems all but inevitable. When lightning strikes, I stand on the picnic table with binoculars, looking for curls of smoke. Maybe our luck will hold until early September. Then, when frosty undertones appear in the heat, I'll finally start to relax. Not this year, I'll think. This year was someone else's disaster. Sometimes, during an idle afternoon, I'll lie in the hammock and think about moving away. But I'll also know that winter's coming and that we'll soon be safe for another 8 months. So I'll stay planted in the hammock, my foot braced on an uncertain juniper, listening for the last of the summer thunder.
Journalist Michelle Nyehaus writes about science and the environment from her home in western Colorado.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.